It's Acadiana Matters. I'm Sean Murphy with Heather Milan from Foster the Love, Louisiana. Did you catch up on all that sleep from the soiree?
About a week later, we are close to it.
Well, you do have to give me a recap. Tell me all about the big fundraiser.
Oh, gosh, it was our biggest fundraiser. So I am super excited. We've doubled probably what we've made in our other fundraisers. So successful. Just a beautiful night. A lot of people just showing up to support our kids and our families. We had dancing. We had a watercolor caricature artist. The community and the businesses just really showed up for us and donations for our silent auction and providing those items that we need to be able to raise these funds. Delicious food from Stacy's and snacks and desserts from Black Cafe and Fancy's Macarons and Eat the Cake. Just a really great night and fun night there at the warehouse.
And it's all to celebrate Foster the Love, Louisiana. You guys have come so far. 5 years, your anniversary. So this was supposed to be the celebration to wrap up year number 5, right?
Yes, ma'am. Yep, our final little celebration as we move into, you know, our new programs and plans for our next year of what Foster the Love is going to look like.
What is Foster the Love going to look like? I know we got to get through the summer. You know, you got a lot of things going on with the kids this summer as well. So we
are still going to have, you know, our basics, our programs that just have been there from day one, our closet, our first night bags, the events. In fact, we have 2 events this summer. We're going to be going to the zoo for a family fun day, and we're going to have our back to school bash. Some of our programs that our foster parents have asked for, you know, we stay in touch with them very often, just asking, how can we fill you? You know, where are the gaps and what do we need to do to fill those? One of them is a program for our foster parents and foster children where they both get support and counseling and just a fun night for the kids to kind of hang out with mentors and play at places, local family event places, while the foster parents go into a separate room and, you know, work with a counselor on grief and trauma and working with children who have come from hard places or what that looks like whenever they go home and working with the birth parents and sometimes not seeing these children again and dealing with that loss. We're working on, you know, those specific support areas and nights for both our children and our parents to get the support they need.
I love the way that this program keeps growing and evolving to fill the needs that are necessary for these families. I know that you can't do this for free. It does cost, and I know we just had the big fundraiser, the big soiree. Is there an immediate need that we can help throughout the summer to help get you to your goals?
A big part of our need is monthly givers. It helps us to budget. It helps us to plan these activities out in advance rather than just doing a quick, let's hurry up and raise some funds. It helps us just to sustain both the programs that we have coming and to say, okay, we're doing well. We have these programs settled. Let's look at how else we can fulfill a need. And so monthly giving is a huge part, a huge help for us. And it doesn't have to be much, you know.
Right.
We have $25, $30, you know, you can kind of pick how much you want to give for your monthly giving. Our first night bags are about $75 each to make. So $75 a month. Over a year, that's 12 first night bags. We give out beds and mattresses probably 2 or 3 a month at least.
Wow, yeah.
To keep our siblings together. Those are about $100 each. So $100 a month gives out 12 beds over a year, $30 a month. That covers kids for these programs. So that would cover both a foster parent and a child to go into either the fun events that we have or even the support program that we're working on right now. So every little bit makes a difference. You don't have to have a huge amount to be able to make a difference in our programming and, you know, supporting the families that take in children and supporting those children that come into foster care.
I know there's financial giving, but then there's also giving of your time because you do have volunteers that come in and help with the closet and other things too, don't you?
We do. Our soiree could not have happened without volunteers. And the closet really can't. It's a lot on us. That would be all that we would be doing if we had no volunteers. And so people always ask, are you taking volunteers? Do you have openings for volunteers? And our answer is always yes. Always, always. We can find something for you to do. We can find, whether yesterday we had some tables we had to put together, so someone came and volunteered with that. A lot of our volunteers on Tuesdays and Thursdays come and sort clothes and get them stocked and ready to go into the closet for the children to shop. Some of it's just coming and helping the families that come in with the shopping and the checkout process. So, and then always for our events, if it's like a one-time thing or you just really like the outdoors or doing those kind of event projects, we're looking for people to be on our fundraising committee or to come out and be an extra hand for our events and for our family days, just to kind of help watch the kids, hang out with them, give them a different experience if you're a younger person or an older person who's young at heart, and just really like to have fun with them. So we have lots of different opportunities.
Foster the Love Louisiana. Heather, if someone would like to find out more information, maybe about your monthly giving or about events or how they can get involved, what should we do?
So you can go to fosterthelovela.org. Our website has pretty much any information that you need. You can register for monthly giving right there. You can click on volunteer and our schedule for volunteering pops up. And so you can actually register as a volunteer there. You'll get all of the updates of upcoming events or any openings that we have for volunteering. You can also call if you're not tech savvy or you just don't like to get on the computer much. You can go there and you can call us at 337-205-2155, and one of us would love to speak to you about it.
Oh, Heather Mylan, Foster the Love Louisiana. It is always a pleasure, and congratulations on the big success with the soiree this past event.
Thank you so much. It was such a fun night. Nice to get dressed up every once in a while.
Yeah, I know. We can get pretty every now and then.
Not everyone. Yes, ma'am.